The Gem City Sports Network presents the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase, presented by the Bob Ross Auto Group. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to Day Air Ballpark for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball. Here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown. And good evening, everybody, from Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton in the heart of the Water Street District. It's time for the high school game of the week, and it's the Dayton Showcase, Dayton Dragons Showcase High School Baseball. And they allow the high school teams to come down here and play. And it's a great thing for the kids, and they look forward to it every single year. So today it's the Beavers of Beaver Creek taking on the Braves of Shawnee High School. The Braves, or the Beavers, come into this game with a record of 9-5 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, and or Greater Western Ohio Athletic Conference, I should say. And they are 15-8 overall. They've won one in a row, and that was the other night. That was last night against Springfield. The Shawnee Braves, they are 7-8 in the CBC, the Central Buckeye Conference. They're 7-8 and in tied for third place in the Mad River Division with Indian Lake. And we had them on about a week ago. And they, it was 1-0 Lake. So Shawnee comes in with a 9-9 overall record. They lost one in a row. They lost to Jonathan Alder last night. So when we come back, we are going to have the starting lineups. And we'll do that right after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week, the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah. And welcome back to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase. The last time these two teams met was last year, and Beaver Creek defeated Shawnee 10-0 in five innings. Last game for the for Beavers, like I said, was last night. They beat Springfield 11-1. Owen Rother went 2-for-4 with a double and a run scored and two RBIs. Enzo Sanzabrino went five innings in relief, giving up just two hits, no runs, a walk, and seven strikeouts. And the Shawnee Braves lost to Jonathan Alder 4-0. Didn't get any stats on that. Next up for the Braves will be a contest with a CBC contest with the Tecumseh Arrows tomorrow night. at Shawnee. And then Oakwood will travel to Beaver Creek on Thursday. The tournament draw was held on Sunday, and the Beavers will take on the winner of the Piqua Indians-Lebanon Warriors game, and that'll be on Thursday, May the 16th at home. Shawnee will play Carroll at home on Tuesday, May 14th. Some of the games left, they both got Shawnee has two games left, and Beaver Creek has three. Tecumseh will be at Shawnee on Wednesday, and Bellbrook at Shawnee on Friday. And then for Beaver Creek, they will take on Oakwood on Thursday, Carlisle on Saturday, and next Tuesday they will take on the Chaminade Julian Eagles. So, if you're ready, we are just about 8 or 9 minutes away from the start of this game, and it's going to have to be a quick one because I was told if it starts raining, they're going to put the tarp on and call the game. Just as quick as that, because you know they've got some bad weather coming in, and they don't have the horses that they usually have for Dragons game to put the tarp out, so the players are going to have to help out. So here we go for the visiting Battling Beavers of Beaver Creek under head coach Brandon Long. Leading off and playing right field will be Ethan Papalius. Batting second, it is Elijah Papalius. Batting second, the catcher, Ethan Papalius. Batting third, the left fielder, Parker Shannon. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Owen Rother. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gavin Grimm. Batting sixth, the DH, Cole Salyer. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Brock Buckowitz. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Anthony Wright. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Tyler Back. Once again for the Beavers, Elijah Papalius in right, Ethan Papalius behind the plate. Shannon in left, Rother at third, Grimm at first, Salyer the DH. Buckowitz at short, right at second base, and Back in center field. And on the mound for the Beavers will be Avery Aparicio. Aparicio coming into this game is making his seventh start, seven appearances. He's won three and lost two. He's had one save. He's pitched 25 innings, given up 23 hits, 19 runs, 15 earned, 12 walks, and 31 strikeouts. Has a 4.20 ERA. And now for the Braves, who will be the home team here. Leading off and playing third base will be Desmond Hausman. Batting second, the center fielder, Trenton Cordell. Batting third, the catcher, Luke Fennell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Hayden Himes. Batting fifth, the pitcher, A.J. Hootman. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Joey Ross. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Zach Hennigan. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Sam McAfee. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Caden Rader. Once again for the Braves, it's Hausman at third, Cordell at center, Fennell behind the plate. Himes in right field, Hootman on the bump, Ross at short, Hennigan at first, McAfee in left, and Rader at second base. Once again, A.J. Hootman is the pitcher. They do not use a DH. The pitcher will hit. So Hootman, making his fifth start, his ninth appearance. He's 1-1 on the year. He's pitched 25 and a third innings, given up 9 hits, 9 runs, 3 of them earned. He's walked 14 and struck out 37. He's got a 0.82 ERA. So, Beaver Creek finishing up their infield, and we'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase here on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hey, back here at Day Air Ballpark in beautiful downtown Dayton. The Beavers are finishing up their infield practice right now. Both teams are wearing their black jerseys. Beaver Creek wearing orange numbers, and the Shawnee Braves in black numbers with gold trim. The standings in the G-Walk go like this. Springboro and Fairmont are tied at, they're knotted at 13-1 apiece. Springboro has a 20-2 record, Fairmont 19-3. And then comes Beaver Creek in third place at 9-5 and 15-8 overall. Centerville is next at 7-7. They are 10-12 overall. Northmont is next at 5-9. They'll be here tomorrow night, I believe. They're 5-9 and 9-15 overall. Springfield comes in at 4-10, 6-12 overall. Miamisburg 3-11, 8-15 overall, and Wayne is 2-12 and 7-15 overall. Other games today in the GWAC go like this. Fairborn is at Centerville. Lebanon takes on Miamisburg. Brookville is at Springboro. Springfield is at Urbana, and Wayne and Waynesville were canceled. In the Central Buckeye Conference, it goes like this in the standings. In the Kenton Trail division, it's Jonathan Alder, 15-0. 20-1 overall. They're looking to go to Akron big time. Kent Ridge is at 10-5, as is London. Kent Ridge 16-5 overall. London 18-7 overall. Urbana comes in at 8-8 and 12-9 overall. Belle Fountain 7-9 and 13-9 overall. And Tecumseh 6-10 and 10-13 overall. Managers are meeting at the middle of the plate right now, and they will be going over the ground rules. In the Mad River Division, Graham is in first place. They are at 9-5, 14-7 overall. North Union is in second place. They are at 8-7, 12-8 overall. Then it's Indian Lake and Springfield Shawnee at 7-8. Indian Lake is at 10-9, and Shawnee is at 9-9. Northwestern comes in at 3-13, 4-17 overall. Ben Logan, the Raiders, are 2-14 and 2-17 overall. Other games tonight in the Central Buckeye Conference. Ben Logan is at Riverside. Indian Lake will take on the Cougars of Kenton Ridge. Buckeye Valley is at North Union. West Carrollton at Tecumseh. Springfield at Urbana. And Northwestern is at Bellbrook. Dimensions here at the ballpark in downtown Dayton. 320 down the lines. Juts out to 338 in left and right field. 381 to the alleys in right and left center field. And 402 to dead center field. Once again, it's Aparicio and Hootman on the mounds for their respective teams. So we hope you enjoyed today's game between the Braves of Shawnee High School in Springfield. Now you got to remember, there's three Shawnees, so I call them Springfield Shawnee. There's the Preble Shawnee Arrows and the Lima Shawnee Indians. Lima Shawnee will be here tomorrow night, I believe. Let's see, we get the schedule out here. We'll have the remainder of the games for you here on the Gem City Sports Network as the sun kind of peeks out. Tomorrow night, it'll be Union County, Indiana, taking on Lehman Catholic at 5:30, and Lima Shawnee will take on Northmont at 8. Then the following day at 5 o'clock, Sydney will take on Chaminade Julien at 5 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock, Franklin Monroe will take on Arcanum. And then finally on Saturday at 3 o'clock, it'll be the Fairlawn Jets taking on the Houston Wildcats, and Xenia will take on Greenan at 6. So they are not going to use the national anthem. They are just going to go right away because of the weather coming in. So it's going to be Elijah Papalias, Ethan Papalias, and Parker Shannon defensively for the Braves. It goes like this. Hennigan at first, Rader at second, Ross at short, Hausman at third, McAfee in left, Cordell in center, Himes in right, Fennell behind the plate, Hoopman on the mound for the Braves. So Ethan Papalias will lead it off for the Beavers. So leading it off will be Elijah Papalias, and he is batting .229 with no home runs and five runs batted in. He is got two doubles to his name too. So, or no, I take it back. He's got three doubles. So Ethan Papalias will lead it off for the Braves. They are in their, Beavers, black jerseys with orange numbers. The Braves in their white are in their black jerseys with black numbers and gold trim. So sit back and enjoy today's game between the Braves and the Beavers here at the Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton. So Papalias will lead it off. He plays right field for the Beavers. A.J. Hoopman on the mound for the Braves. Right-hander. Big game for both these teams. They get to play down here at the big ballpark in downtown Dayton. And just talking to some of the Braves last week, they are excited about being here, and I'm sure the Beavers are too. So here we go. Hoopman will toe the rubber, and his first pitch coming at 6:02. Well, now we're going to have our national anthem as we were all set to go, and the teams are going to come out to their respective baselines. And have our national anthem.
As a for the singing of our national anthem.
Folks, it's time to play ball down here at the ballpark as we are setting ready to go. Game time temperature brought to you by the Gem City Sports Network. 76 degrees in downtown Dayton. The south wind at 14 miles an hour. There is some thunderstorms in the area, and as soon as it starts raining, they will hit the tarp, and that'll be it. They do not have the horses, like I said before, to. Here we go. First pitch is in there for called strike one. We are underway at 6:04 in the evening here in downtown Dayton. They don't have the horses to put the tarp out, so the teams are going to help out. Here's the pitch. The pitch is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Beavers playing about halfway in the outfield. Next pitch is in there for a called strike two. One ball, two strikes to count to leadoff hitter Elijah Papalius. Hootman gets the sign. Now he rocks and fires the 1-2 and a ground ball foul at the plate, and the count stays one ball and two strikes. Once again, the dimensions here, 320 down the lines, 338 to the out, to the, as it jets out to right field. 381 to the alleys in right and left center field, 402 to dead center field. Here's the windup and a pitch. Ground ball right past the first baseman, then down the line. Papalius is going to round first. He's going to go into second with a stand-up double. So the Beavers have their first hitter on. That'll bring up Ethan Papalius, the catcher. Ethan batting 323 with no home runs, 10 runs batted in. He's got six doubles. That was the fourth double for Elijah Papalius on the season. So the first hit of the game goes to the Beavers down the right field line. Papalius getting a lead out at second base as his brother Ethan stands at the plate, takes the first pitch high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Down here last weekend with the Dayton Flyers, and they had a great crowd of 4,300 down here. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-0. The count to Ethan Papalius, the catcher. Shawnee down in the third base dugout. Beaver Creek in the first base dugout. Hootman delivers. Swing and a hefty swing at that. 2-1. Outfield in just a little bit for Papalius. Parker Shannon on deck. Hootman sets, checks the runner down at second base, and Papalius rocks and fires. Line drive out towards center field. That is going to get down. And we got runners now at first and third with nobody out. So the Papalius brothers are on first and third. They bring up Parker Shannon. Shannon batting 409 with one home run and 11 runs batted in. He's got two walks, two triples, 27 for 66 on the year. Hootman trying to get out of this inning unscathed, but nobody out so far. He's given up two hits. Pitches down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. The count to Shannon on deck, Owen Rother. Right field is a sun field, and that sun is out right now, and that's something that they do not want to see with the storms coming. This runner, as Ethan Papalius steals second. That is steal number 11 for him. Parker Shannon at the plate, he leads the team with 16 steals. Here's a stretch by Hootman. He looks back at second and fires. Just misses outside for a ball. 3-0. Or make it 2-0. No, 3-0. Sometimes the scoreboard is very fast. Sometimes it takes its time. Three balls, no strikes to count to Parker Shannon. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike at the letters. Three balls, one strike to count. Sunfield is in right field. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, back out of play.
Ladies and gentlemen, please keep your eye on the ball at all times. Remember that baseball and other objects.
Three balls and two strikes to count to Parker Shannon. Elijah Papalius at third. Ethan at second. Here's a stretch. Hootman delivers. Foul to plate.
If the foul ball lands near you, please return the ball to your nearest umpire, coach, or player. Thank you.
Three balls, two strikes, the count. Nobody out here in the top half of the first inning. Beaver Creek has runners at first, or at second and third. Here's a stretch by Bootman, and he delivers, and it punches him right on the side. So the first hit batsman of the game. And that makes a bases loaded. With nobody out, Owen Rother coming to the plate. Rother.
Bob Ross Auto Group, proud sponsor of the Dayton.
Batting 412 with a home run and 29 runs batted in. As Bob DeLong coming out to talk to his pitcher, trying to settle it down. Butterflies must be flying around big time in him. Tonight, being on the mound with the on the mound here at Dare Ballpark. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Sending next to me is Brad Whip. He's going to be the PA announcer for the Shawnee Braves tonight. Calling the Paul Summer Camp of high school PA announcers. Next pitch is a ball. One ball, one strike the count to Owen Rother. 29 runs batted in. He's got three on the pond right now with nobody out. Here's the pitch. A fly ball. Foul ball into foul territory. Going back is Hennigan and has it. One down. That'll bring up Gavin Grimm. Grimm batting 338 with no home runs. 12 runs batted in. Left-hander stands in. One down with Elijah Papalius at first or at third, Ethan at second, and Shannon at first. There's a pitch up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Elijah Papalius doubled down the line and down the right field line, and Ethan singled out to center, and Shannon got plunked. Here's a pitch, swing and a miss, strike two or strike one, one ball, one strike to count to Gavin Grimm. One down here in the first. No score. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside for a ball. Almost hit him. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike, one down. Bases loaded. On deck, Cole Salyer. Hootman rocks and fires. And a foul ball back out of play. That may be a roof man ball, too. Two balls, two strikes. One down here in the top half of the first inning. A.J. Hootman on the mound for the Braves. Rocks and fires the 2-2. In the dirt for a ball. Three balls, two strikes. No place to put him. Wind blowing out towards left field. The stadium flag is kind of limp. The flag out at the... Here's the pitch. Called strike three. They called him out on strikes. First strikeout for Hootman. And two down. That'll bring up Cole Salyer, the DH. Salyer batting 190 with no home runs and a run batted in. He's been up 21 times. Four hits. Foul back. No balls and one strike the count. Hootman trying to get out of this thing unscathed. He's got the bases loaded. And two down. Here's the windup and the 0-1 pitch. And it's a little bit high and inside. 1-1 to count. That went over his head. Runners getting their leads out at the respective bases. Here's the pitch. And never called strike two. No balls, or one ball, two strikes to count. Brock Buckowitz on deck for Beaver Creek. Salyer standing back in as Hoopman gets the sign, and here's a 1-2 pitch and a ground ball foul into the screen. It's a foul, it's a liner foul. Hennigan at first base went out and retrieved it down the line. Count stays one ball, two strikes to count to Salyer, the DH. Hootman sets and delivers the, or winds and delivers. Foul at the plate. Count stays one ball, two strikes. Outfield straightaway for Salyer. Infield in just a little bit. Runners, there they go. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Hootman gets out of the inning with two strikeouts. No runs on two hits. There were no errors. Three runners left, and at the end of a half inning, it's the Beavers nothing and the Braves coming up. You're listening to the Dragons High School, or the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Bob Ross Auto Group. Back after this.
Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Bellefontaine, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated. Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Bellefontaine, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Ohio, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And back here down at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, we welcome you back to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase, presented by the Bob Ross Auto Group. And coming to the plate for the Braves, it will be Desmond Hausman, Trenton Cordell, and Luke Fennell. Defensively for the Beavers, it goes like this. Grimm at first, Wright at second, Buckowitz at short, Rother at third. Shannon in left, back in center, Elijah Papayas in right, his brother Ethan behind the plate, and Aparicio on the mound for the Beavers. Here's a fly ball, well hit out towards right field, and that is going to bounce in front, right by the right fielder, Elijah Papayas. Desmond Hausman stepping in, batting .222 with no home runs and four runs batted in. He's got two doubles and a triple. So on the mound once again is Avery Aparicio. Here's a stretch and a 0-1 pitch as he gets going from the stretch. There's a pitch and a swing and a foul at the plate. No balls and two strikes to count. To Desmond Hausman. Wearing number two today on his back. Braves under head coach Bob DeLong. Was a coach at Tecumseh and Xenia, as far as I know. And now Shawnee. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. Count stays 0-2. Beavers left the bases loaded in the top half of the first inning. So we play now here in the bottom of the first. Sky's getting a little clearer right now. Aparicio delivers and a looper out towards right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. So the two leadoff hitters, Hausman and Papayas, get base hits. And that's going to bring up Trenton Cordell. Cordell batting 298 with a home run and five runs batted in. So Hausman leads off with a base hit down out towards right field. Sometimes it's hard to see how far it's going here up in the press box. Here's a stretch. Aparicio looking over the left-handed delivers and foul back. The ball's in and one strike to Cordell. Luke Fennell on deck. Be followed by Himes, Hoopman, Ross, Hennigan, McAfee, and Rader. Left-hander sets, looks over at first base. Roxanne throws over. Hausman wasn't even a foot off the bag. Dragon's been doing this for many years down here at the ballpark. This year they've got new turf. New signage out in the outfield. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, first base side. Fair ball. And it gets away from the first baseman. Here comes the throw over to third. They got him dead right, and he's in there. Hausman goes from first to third on the error as it got past the first baseman. So it's going to be an error on the first baseman. That'll bring up Luke Fennell. I take that back. Luke Fennell, the catcher, will step in. Fennell batting 333 with no home runs, eight runs batted in. He's got runners at first and third with nobody out. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the third base side and into the Shawnee bullpen. Lima Shawnee will be here tomorrow as they take on Northmont at 8 o'clock. This is Springfield Shawnee, and then you got Preble Shawnee. Here's a stretch by Aparicio. He looks over at first base. A long look, now he delivers. Foul back out of play. No balls and two strikes to count. Hausman standing over at third. Cordell at first. Nobody out. Beaver Creek had the bases loaded with nobody out, and they ended up going out. 1-2-3 after that. Two strikeouts. Here's a stretch by Aparicio. He looks over at first base. Cordell not too far off the bag as pitches outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Nice save by the catcher, Ethan Papalias. A ball and two strikes with nobody out here in the first. Aparicio staring in at Papalias. Now he sets and looks over at first base. Cordell getting a good lead. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes to count. Wind blowing out from right to left. Get it up in the jet stream. That's going to go. But I don't think I've seen a home run here for a high school kid, at least go over the fence. Here's the pitch. Runner goes at first, swing and a miss. They fire down to second. And Cordell has a stolen base. as Fennell strikes out, swinging. So one down. Runners now at second and third with one down. And that'll bring up Hayden Himes. Himes batting 263 with no home runs, six runs batted. He has a double to his name, too. So runners at second and third. And Cordell gets stolen base, number one. Here's a stretch. Aparicio looks at second. Now he delivers. Just misses low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. They do not have the speed gun on here for high schools. Aparicio staring in. That is catcher Ethan Papalias. Here's a stretch. Aparicio, nobody going in at second base. Here's a pitch, and it's down a little bit outside for a ball, 2-0. So Hoopman got in trouble in the top of the first, and Aparicio's in trouble here in this bottom of the second, or top of, or bottom of the first. Staring in at his catcher, getting his sign. Now he sets, takes a quick look over at third, now strips and looks back at second. Rocks and fires. Foul at the plate, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runners at second and third. Hausman at third. Cordell at second as Aparicio stares at his catcher in Papalias. There's a stretch. Now he looks back at second base. Nobody even around Cordell. And here's the delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Breaking pitch over. Cordell getting a good lead out there at second base as the shortstop, Buckowitz, and the second baseman Wright tried to sneak in behind him, but to no avail. Cordell almost out at shortstop, way off the bag. Here's a stretch by Aparicio, and the 2-2 pitch coming plateward. Just misses outside for ball three. Three balls, two strikes to count. Aparicio staring in at Papalias once again. Three balls, two strikes, one down here in the first. No score. Here's the pitch. Up high, ball four. Bases are now loaded. And that will bring up A.J. Hoopman. Hoopman batting 233 with a home run and seven runs batted in. Outfield in just a little bit. Normally you see the, like the other day, last weekend, the Flyers were really deep out and right in the outfield, but not the high schools. So Hoodman standing in, going against his counterpart in Aparicio. There's a stretch and the first pitch. Foul at the plate, 0-1, the count to A.J. Hoopman. Joey Ross on deck. Hoopman the pitcher. They do not use a DH. As Aparicio stares in, now he sets, looks over at third base, looks back over at first and now second, and he fires. Inside for ball two, ball one. One ball and one strike, the count. Got games down here on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, so come on down and enjoy some baseball down here at the ballpark. One ball, one strike the count to Hayden Hine, or to Hoopman. Aparicio delivers. And they're dirt for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Shawnee and Beaver Creek in a good one so far here in the first. Both teams had the bases loaded. Beaver Creek had bases loaded, nobody out. The Braves have the bases loaded, one out. Here's the pitch by Aparicio. Grounder to the shortstop. Going to pick up, fire over to first. Got him just in time. Hoopman is out 6-3, but he gets an RBI as coming in is Hausman. And it's 1-0 in favor of the Braves. Cordell goes to third and Himes to second. And that'll bring up Joey Ross, the shortstop. Ross batting 304 with no home runs, 3 runs batted in. That's Hoopman. Gets his 8th RBI of the year. 1-0 is our score. Runners at second and third with one down, or two down. Aparicio sets and looks back at second base. Nobody getting a too big of a lead. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Joey Ross. Zach Hennigan on deck. Hennigan pitched last week against Indian Lake. Pitched very well. It was a 1-0 game, and it went very quickly. One ball, no strikes to count to Joey Ross, the shortstop. Aparicio delivers. Line drive over the head of the second baseman into right center field. Here comes Cordell in to score, and Himes comes in to score. It's 3-0 in favor of the Braves. So 2 runs batted in for Ross. So Zach Hennigan will step to the plate, batting 256 with no home runs, 10 runs batted in. And for Ross, that will be RBIs 4 and 5. Runner at first base and Ross. 3 runs crosses the plate. First pitch is a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. So 2 down with a runner at first base and Zach Hennigan stepping to the plate. Heading in, a left-hander. Goes against his counterpart on the mound. Here's a pitch and a ground ball foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. Hazy sun right now, and it's, I'm sure the right fielders in Elijah Papayas and Himes, Hayden Himes, are very appreciative of that. 3-0 is our score. Springfield Shawnee leading it. Here's a stretch by Aparicio, and he delivers. Breaking pitch goes outside with the ball, two. 2 balls and a strike. 2 down. 3 runs in. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike two. Two balls, 2 strikes with 2 down. Aparicio getting a sign from Papalius. Now he looks over at first base and delivers. And then for called strike three, and that's going to do it for the Beavers here in the first inning. They get 3 runs on 2 hits. There was no errors. Or there was one error. And 1 runner left on at the end of an inning of play here at Day Air Ballpark. It's the Beavers 3 in the, I mean the Braves 3 and the Beavers nothing.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
To the second inning we go to, and it's going to be the bottom three for the Beavers. It'll be Buckowitz, Wright, and Back. Due up for the Braves here, or the Beavers here in the top of the second inning. Joining me now is Brad Webb.
Yo. Hey, Doug.
Long time no talk to.
I know, but we've done this before, haven't we?
Yeah. Here's Hoopman. He delivers the 0-1 pitch. Fly ball right field. Well hit, but that's going to go into the in right field, into the green area, out and right.
You know, Doug, I look around this field, and I see these high school guys on here versus the guys in the adult men's league, and all of a sudden these high school guys look smaller.
There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Over to first. God, no, it gets past Hennigan. And going to second will be Buckowitz, and he's going to stop right there. It was error on the shortstop.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ross threw that away.
They had a good play on it, and the pitcher had, I think he had a better shot at it, but he let it go by, and Ross picked it up. That'll bring up Anthony Wright.
Joey had a long way to go on that.
And coming to the plate will be Anthony Wright.
First error on the day for the Braves.
Wright batting .221 with no home runs, 17 runs batted in. Runner at second base. Beaver Creek trailing 3-0. Hoopman sets and delivers. A fly ball out towards right field. That is going to get down, and a run is going to come in for Beaver Creek. Buckowitz scores, and going to second base is Anthony Wright. And it's now 3-1.
Cordell and Rader out in center field and right field, respectively, kind of got in each other's way. Rader kind of needed to clear, give way to Cordell. But he didn't, and they kind of collided a little bit.
That'll bring up Tyler Black, or Back. Back batting .211 with no home runs and 7 runs batted in. He's got a couple of triples to his name here. There's a pitch, and that fouls it off. Looked like it almost hit him.
He fought it away.
No balls and one strike to count. Hoopman getting the sign once again. And delivers, and way behind his back.
I don't think he had any idea where that ball was going when
he
released that.
One ball, one strike to count. With runners at second and at first and second. Second and third.
No, just third.
Just third base. Okay.
Just third.
Pitches a ball, 2-1. One run in, 3-1 is our score, with Wright standing over third base. Back getting, gets plunked. He's not a happy camper with that one.
Runners on the corners now for the Braves defense.
That's the second hit batsman for Hoopman, and going in to talk to him is his third baseman in Houseman, trying to settle him down just a little bit. 3-1 is our score. Nobody out here in the top half of the second inning. This could end up being a wild one. Going to try and get this done before the rain comes. Here's the pitch. Pitch gets past the catcher, and in comes run number two.
And the interesting thing about that was Blue called that a strike. That ball was not handled by Luke Fennell. Tipped off the glove and glanced over at the Braves' third base dugout.
The 0-1 count. Hoopman delivers. It scores around a bunt. It's a little high for ball one. One ball, one strike. The game against Indian Lake only lasted a little over an hour.
Low score, I'm assuming.
Yeah. 1-0 was the final.
There you go.
Both pitchers for Indian Lake and for... Here's a pitch. Almost got him inside. 2-1. Both pitchers, I think they had a... They must have had to study for finals or something.
Were you referring to the Braves and Indian Lake game?
Yeah.
That you did, Shawnee? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, that it lasted just over an hour, and the score is 1-0. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Here's a pitch by Hoopman. They score around a bunt once again, 3-1 the count. Nobody down here in the second inning. Two runs in. 3-2 is our score. The Braves leading it. Is Hoopman getting a sign from his catcher in Fennell? Here's a stretch. Checks the runner back at second and fires. And this time a bunt and it goes foul. 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at second base. And Tyler back. Elijah Papayas at the dish. He is 1-for-1. He had a double down the right field line. Here's the pitch. Ground ball the same way, but Hennigan is right there. And going to third is back, but a nice play by Hennigan at first base.
Zach Hennigan laid out for that ball, knocked it down right behind first base, got to his knees, stepped on the bag, looked across the field, make sure to hold the runner at third, and there's the next out for the Braves.
That'll bring up Ethan Papalius. He singled to center his first time up, stole second. So the Papalius brothers are 2-for-3. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Pitch is outside for a ball. Ball and a strike. Outside once again. Breaking pitch stays outside for 2-1. Outfield straight away for Ethan Papayas. Here's the pitch and a fly ball right side. That's going to be up on the roof. Two balls, two strikes to count with one down. Runner at third base. And Tyler back. Papayas stepping in. Calls time. Now he's... No clock in high school baseball as of yet. Here's a windup and a pitch by Hoopman and a fly ball well hit out towards center field. That's going to get down. Goes past the right field or center fielder. In comes back and going into second base is Papayas with his second hit of the game. A double out to right or out to center field.
So, and Doug, I want to tell you, I was mistaken. I said we had Raider in right and Cordell in center. I was mistaken. Raider's at second, and that's Hines out in right field. The two got crossed up on each other earlier. Raider's at second base.
It's now 3-3. Each team has an error. Here's a pitch and a swing and a miss, strike one, to Parker Shannon, who was hit by a pitch and stranded at first, in the first.
If you happen to be listening to this game tonight and you're in the Springfield area, please note at this time that there is a tornado watch in effect. Tornado watch in effect till 8 p.m. tonight.
Really?
Yeah, just saw it.
Here's a pitch. Inside for a ball, 1-1. I was told as soon as it starts raining, they're going to pull that tarp and the game is over.
Boy.
They are not going to mess around here. Here's a pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-1. That's because they don't have the horses to pull the tarp out.
Oh.
And the teams are going to have to do it. Teams are going to have to help them out. Two balls, one strike to count to Parker Shannon. There's a stretch by Hootman. He looks back at second and fires, and a swing and a foul back at the plate. Two balls and two strikes, one down here in the top half of the third, or the top half of the second inning. 3-3 is our score. Springfield Shawnee got three in the first, and Beaver Creek gets three here in the second. Hootman looks back at second, now he fires. And a ground ball into left field for a base hit. Papayas is going to stop at third.
Joey Ross, the shortstop for the Braves, was working the runner at second base and trying to keep him close and hold him on and had him lean any other way. That ball ended up right in the position that Ross vacated.
That'll bring up Owen Rother. Rother fouled out to the first baseman, Hennigan, his first time up. So one down with runners at first and third. We're tied at three apiece. Beaver Creek threatening. Ethan Papalius 90 feet away to take the lead for the Beavers. Here's a stretch in the pitch.
Runner goes
inside to throw down to second, and he's in there with a stolen base.
Ross cuts that off before it made it to second just to hold the runner at third.
So Shannon has steal number 17.
One out still in the inning.
Here's the pitch. Grounder, this time to the third baseman. He holds a runner at second, fires over to first, got him. One hopper.
Hausman made a fundamental play looking to runner back from third. Excellent, but he one-hopped that ball over to Hennigan, who made a nice, probably 6 foot out in front of the bag, nice stab at it, and hauled it in. Nice play by Hennigan.
That'll bring up Gavin Grimm, who struck out his first time up in the first.
And two outs now.
Runners at second and third. Papayas at second. Here's a ground ball. Gets past Hennigan. Nobody there at the bag. And another run comes in to score. Papayas scores and makes it now 4-3.
That was a much more, much easier ball to handle by Hennigan than the one that he dove for and laid out for earlier. But Hennigan let that ball kind of play him. And he recovered the ball, but went to toss it, and nobody was covering there first base.
That'll bring up Cole Salyer, the ninth man to hit in this inning. Four runs in for the Beavers. They lead it 4-3 here in the second. Here's a fly ball out towards center, out towards left. That's going to get in, and another run comes in. It gets past the left fielder, and he fires into second, and runs the second base, or the runner runs by, right into second base. And he's going to be called out for interference.
Well, that was really odd. So let's replay that, Doug. So ball hit out the left field. Sammy McAfee boots the ball off of his leg. It rolls into the warm-up mound. He picks the ball up, unleashes it, throws it over the head of the second baseman, Raider, who's behind second base. As he attempts to field the ball, the runner moving from first to second, runs into Raider at second base. Now, to me, that looked like it was going to play out just the opposite way. But instead, they called the runner out for running into the defensive player, and that ended the inning. Odd.
But they do get 5 runs in that inning on 7 hits. No. 5 runs. And they get 5 hits. 5 runs on 5 hits. It was an error and a runner left on, and at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Beaver Creek Beavers 5 and the Springfield Shawnee Braves 3. Back after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
It will be Sam McAfee, Caden Rader, and then the top of the order in Desmond Hausman for the Braves as we go to the second inning. At bottom of the second, Beaver Creek, 5 runs, 7 hits, an error. Springfield Shawnee, 3 runs, 2 hits, and an error. Sam McAfee will step to the plate. McAfee batting 190 with no home runs and 2 runs batted in. He's walked twice and struck out 6 times. So Beaver Creek tacks on 5 runs in the top half of the second inning. I don't like hearing tornado watches out anywhere, because that means a tornado could pop up at any time. Here we go. Here's a stretch, a swing and a miss. Strike one. Forgot to turn the music off. So they forgot to turn the music off, and it's one ball, no balls and a strike to count to Sam McAfee. Here's a stretch by Hoopman. Or I take that back. That is Aparicio. Pitches in there for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. So McAfee was 1 ball, 1 strike to count to him. He's the left fielder. Here's the pitch. Fly ball will hit out towards right, but it's going to die. And there's one down. Right, the right fielder, Papaya, has had it, no problem. That'll bring up Caden Rader. Rader batting 167 with no home runs and 3 runs batted in. So Rader will step to the plate, batting right-handed. He's number 9 hitter here in this batting order for the Braves. Aparicio looking up, sets and delivers, and a swing and a foul tip into the plate, or into the catcher's mitt. The ball's in a strike. One out here in the second. Here's the pitch. Just misses for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. If you're listening to this game, please be safe tonight. Severe weather is coming this way, or at least that's what they say. Here's a fly ball out towards right, but into the screen. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. Braves and the Beavers here tonight. Tomorrow night it'll be Union County Indians taking on the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers in the first game. Pitches outside for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. We'll have it for you here on Radio1.GemCitySports.com, and also the game afterwards when Lima Shawnee takes on Northmont. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count. Aparicio steps off the rubber as the hitter, Rader, steps out of the box. Aparicio looks, or sets, and delivers. Outside for a ball. 3-2 the count. Clouds moving in, going from right to left. Coming in from the south, southwest. Aparicio delivers. The 3-2 pitch, ball 4. Second walk issued by Aparicio tonight. That'll bring up the top of the order in Desmond Hausman. Hausman's singled down the out to left field, or to right field his first time up. Scored the first run of the game. Aparicio will go from the stretch once again with a runner at first base and Rader. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out towards right, going over to the right fielder, Papayas, and he's going to run out of room as the ball hits the screen. The ball's in the strike. Trenton Cordell on deck. There's a line drive out towards center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Center fielder wanted to throw it to second base, but Rader got there before the... So Hausman gets his second hit of the game. Runners at first and second with one down. That'll bring up Trenton Cordell, who reached on an error his first time. Yeah, so Cordell scored the second run of the game, batting left-handed. Runners at first and second for the Braves, one down. McAfee fly to right, his first to lead off the inning. They're going to give Raider a single. Or no, a walk. I'm sorry. The ball's in one strike to count to Trenton Cordell, center fielder. 0 for 1 on the day. Outfield shaded to the right for Cordell. The left hand hitting center fielder. There's a stretch in the pitch. Foul back into the screen, 0-2. 5-3 is our score. Creeks scoring five times in the top half of the second inning. Shawnee scoring three in the first. We play in the bottom half of the second inning. Aparicio staring in at Papalias. A long stare. Now he sets and looks back at second base. And delivers. Almost hitting. 1-2 the count. We'll be back with the Dayton Flyers in a couple of weeks. Or a week from Friday when they host the Rhode Island Rams. They got a big weekend this weekend. They travel out to St. Louis to take on the Billikens. That's going to be huge because the Billikens are in first, a half a game ahead of the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards center field. Going back is the right fielder, and right fielder Papayas calls him off, and here comes the throw to set into third. And going to third base is Raider. That was well hit. Papayas had a good beat on it. And there's two down. So that puts Houseman over at, Raider third. Houseman stays at first. That'll bring up Luke Fennell, who struck out swinging his first time up. So tying run standing over at first base. 5-7-1 for Beaver Creek. 3-3-2 for the Braves. Aparicio staring in, trying to get out of this inning unscathed. He steps off the rubber. Outfield straight away for Fennell. Aparicio sets, looks over first base, and delivers. Grounder. This time to the shortstop. He's going to pick it up, fire over to first. Got him. So Fennell grounds out to the shortstop. He gets no runs on a hit. There were no errors. And two runs left on, and at the end of two complete here at Dayair Ballpark in the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Ross Automotive or Ross Auto Group. It's the Battling Beavers of Beaver Creek 5 and the Springfield Shawnee Braves 3 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3
and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here at Dayer Ballpark, 5-3 is our score as we move to the top half of the third inning. And I hate to say this, Brad, but I don't think it's going to last but maybe another inning or so, inning or two.
Doug, what they say about using that foul language on air? Now, come on.
I know. I shouldn't say that kind of stuff.
I know.
But it's air, and oh my, I don't like that. Tornado warning.
Yeah. Well,
up near Muncie, though, or Marion. That's up north of us, though. No big deal.
We'll see.
Yeah, no big deal.
Well, I'm having fun announcing on the other side. This will be one to chalk up for the records. I'm announcing half inning the Shawnee Braves lineup as they come to bat and then running over the other half inning to announce with Doug on Gym City Sports Network. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, right. It's kind of fun to do, isn't it?
I'm loving it.
First pitch to Cole Salyer is outside for a ball. Bruce Buckowitz outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. He reached on an error by the shortstop, leading off the second inning. Buckowitz standing in as Cole Salyer was out at second. Or no, that was Grimm at second base. It was out. There's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a foul back. Wait a minute. Who's this up there?
Number seven.
That's Cole Grimm. Gavin Grimm.
He is a freshman?
I don't know. I don't have the grades, but he was out. He was out the first time in the seventh or in the second. There's a throw over to first. Got him.
Just barely.
Goes 2-3.
Nice hustle play.
That'll bring up Cole Salyer, who singled.
Luke Fennell had to go several steps out of the box to go get that ball. Spun, turned through hard. Just barely got that runner.
That was Buckowitz that was up. He was out 2-3. I bring up Anthony Wright. I thought I was right here. Anthony Wright singled out to center his first time up. Pitches a ball. I hope they don't do what they did with that that All-Star game we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Changing everybody in the same in different positions. Here's a pitch. In there for called strike on the corner.
Well, in that situation, one ball, one strike. Had so many guys were looking to try to get in the game, and we had no warning when they were going in. It was hard to keep track of everybody.
There's a pitch. Misses high for a ball, 2-1. To Anthony Wright. One down here in the third. 5-3, Beaver Creek leading it. Here's the windup and a pitch by Hootman. Fly ball out towards right. Hayden. Right in the tracks is
Hayden Himes.
Himes, two down. That'll bring up Tyler back. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the second inning. So you're gonna have to sprint back over to the PA side here in a minute.
It's gonna be a short inning, maybe.
Hootman getting the sign from his catcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Got another field mic, but it's not working right. Here's a pitch and a bunt. Right back to the pitcher. Going to flip it over to first, and that's going to do it for the
Doug, I'm going to excuse myself so if you do the wrap-up so I can run over to the other side and announce these lineups.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of two and a half, it's the Beavers 5 and the Braves 3 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Thank you.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
And back here at the Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, Water Street District. 5-3 is our score. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Beaver Creek. 3 runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for Shawnee. And coming to the plate will be Hayden Himes, A.J. Hoopman, and Joey Ross for the Braves here in the third. He scored 3 in the first, and Beaver Creek got all their runs in the second. Lights are not on yet. There's rain out there, so sorry, I cussed out. Shouldn't say that kind of stuff. So,
leading off the Braves, right fielder 7, Hayden Himes.
Hayden Himes will lead it off. He walked and scored the third run of the game for the Braves. Five to three is our score here in the bottom half of the third inning. Himes leading it off. Like I said, he walked his first time up. Aparicio going from the stretch. He delivers in a fly ball out towards center field, right at the center fielder and back, and there's one down. One up, one down. That'll bring up A.J. Hoopman, who grounded to short his first time up and drove in a run. So A.J. Hoopman will step to the plate with one down. Beaver Creek went out 1-2-3 in the top half of this inning. Aparicio delivers, and the first pitch is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. According to the National Weather Service, we have a tornado watch out till 1 a.m. tonight. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high. Breaking pitch stays high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Hope everybody stays safe. Two balls, no strikes to count to A.J. Hoopman. As Aparicio steps off the rubber and Hoopman out of the box. There's a stretch by Aparicio. Delivers a 2-0 pitch. Down low for ball 3, 3-0. We're in the bottom of the third inning, an hour old. There's a stretch by Aparicio, and he delivers as Hoopman squared around the bunt. It's in there for a called strike. Pitch is now ball 4, so that puts Hoopman on it first. With a walk, and that'll bring up Joey Ross, who singled in 2 runs in the first inning. Singled out to the right center. So Ross 1-for-1. Aparicio will get the sign from Papayas. Now he sets, looks over at first base, and fires. And that's for called strike 1. Here's a stretch by Aparicio. Hoopman getting a short lead over at first base. Time called as Aparicio went ahead and delivered. Aparicio looking over at first base. Now he delivers. This is for a ball, one ball, or one ball, one strike. Aparicio staring in at Papayas. Now he sets. Here's the pitch. Fly ball right side, out of play, and into section 203. Bounces around and sets down in the third row. Action down in the Beaver Creek bullpen. There's a stretch by Aparicio. There's the pitch. Runner goes. Hoopman is going to be in there. His ball is high. Thrown high. Hoopman gets a stolen base. So Hoopman steals another base. Aparicio staring in. Hoopman has his second stolen base of the year. Aparicio staring out at Hoopman at second base. Here's the windup or the pitch. Ground ball to the second baseman. Right over to Grimm and two down. As going to third is Hoopman. Then I bring up Zach Hennigan. Hennigan struck out to end the first inning. Hennigan the tying run. Sam McAfee on deck. Five to three is our score. Beaver Creek leading it, scoring five times in the second inning. Aparicio delivers. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Yeah, back on March 14th, we had a tornado outbreak all over the area, and Indian Lake, Russell's Point, Lakeview got hit pretty bad. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Let's hope tonight does not repeat itself. So we have a tornado watch out until 1 a.m. here in the Miami Valley. Two balls, no strikes to count. To Zach Hennigan, the first baseman. Hennigan threw a very nice game against Indian Lake. Pitches in there for a called strike one. Hennigan, batting left-handed, two balls and a strike. Light's not on yet. I'm surprised they're not on. They'll probably turn them on after this inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball, well hit. Going back to the left fielder. That's going to be over his head. Hennigan's going to round first. He's going to go into second. Nobody there with a double. He's got an RBI double, and it's now 5-4. Then I bring up Sam McAfee, who flew out to Elijah Papayas in right field his first time up. It's now 5-4. McAfee will stand in with two down. Fourth inning of the game for the Braves and four runs. Aparicio will staring in at his catcher. Now he sets, looks back at Hennigan at second base. And he fires, and it's down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Five, four is our score. Seven hits for Beaver Creek, four for the Braves. Here's a stretch by Aparicio. He looks back at Hennigan at second base. A long look back there. Now he's going to fake a throw as nobody there, right? Did not move anywhere. As he's standing probably about 5 feet from the bag. Here's a stretch by Aparicio. Delivers a 1-0. And therefore called strike one. Beaver Creek back in action against Oakwood on Thursday. There's a stepping out is McAfee. 5-4 is our score. The Aparicio stirring in at Papayas. Runner at second base and Hennigan. Here's a pitch. Ball gets away. It's Hennigan's not going anywhere. Two balls and a strike. Right-hander warming up in the Beaver Creek bullpen. See if I can see who that is real quick. Aparicio staring in. Getting the sign. Here's the 2-1 pitch coming plateward as he sits and looks back at second base. Hennigan not too far off the bag. Delivers and a ground ball foul down the first base side. Warming up in the Beaver Creek bullpen. Get his name here in a second. Jack Howard warming up down in the Beaver Creek bullpen. And they get a short lead out of second base. Here's the pitch. Grounder, this time to the second baseman right, picks it up. Fires over to first, and that's going to do it for the Braves here in inning number 3. They do get a run on a hit, no errors, and runner left on at the end of 3 complete. It's the Beaver Creek Beavers 5 and the Springfield Shawnee Braves 4. Back after this.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Ohio high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
So,
5-4 is our score as we move here to the top half of the fourth inning. And coming up to the plate for the Beavers, it will be the top of the order in Elijah Papayas, Ethan Papayas, and Parker Shannon do up for the Beavers here in the fourth. Back joining me is Brad Webb.
Thanks, Doug. Looks like defensively for the Braves, everybody's in their previous position from the inning before. No changes.
First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes.
So, Doug, I've been traveling back and forth between this booth and the PA announcing booth, right?
Yeah, pitch is therefore called strike one on the outside corner.
So I'm announcing the hitting lineup for the Braves, and the gentleman I'm sharing those responsibilities with is announcing the hitting lineup for the Beavers.
There's a pitch and a ground ball, third base side, and into left field as Papayas has another hit. He is now 2-for-3.
Nice hit. Third baseman Hausman thought about moving after it, but the ball is by him too quick, and he made no play on it after realizing it was just past him. One on now for the Beaver Creek Beavers.
That'll bring up Ethan Papayas. He is 2-for-2. He singled and doubled. Pitches high for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
So as we're getting settled in there before pregame time, going over our cues and our reads for the game, crossing eyes with this gentleman, and we recognize that we know each other.
There's a pitch. They throw down to second, and Elijah Papayas in there with a stolen base, and that is his eighth stolen base of the year.
So we recognize we know each other, and then after we get settled in, he says, I know you. I said, I know you.
There's a pitch and a foul back out of play.
Turns out the gentleman I'm talking to is Chris Grimm, and Chris Grimm, we played against each other for 4 years in the old Roy Hobbs / DABL league. He played for the Cardinals.
There's a pitch in there for a called strike two. Two balls, two strikes.
He was a catcher for the Cardinals, and, of course, I'm the manager for the Springfield Angels. And so we played against each other for 4 years.
Small world, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a pitch and high and inside for ball three. 3-2 the count.
And, of course, he got to the point where his kids, who's one, he has two of them out here now. So if you'll notice, there's two Grimms. Yeah. On the roster for the Beaver Creek Beavers, but his boys got to be at the age of travel to travel ball, and he had to chase them around, so he had to give up adult league ball.
Here's a stretch by Hootman and a ground ball, second baseman.
Raider.
Raider over to first, one down, and going to third is Papayas, Elijah Papayas. One down, that'll bring up Parker Shannon. Shannon singled his last time up to left, and he's also been hit by a pitch 1-for-1. That adult league is fun to watch.
There's guys that love the game, just want to play, still, yep. Still out there doing it.
Here's a pitch, breaking pitch, over for a called strike one.
Defensively, the Braves, the center fielder moved back over straight away.
Here's a pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike, the count.
They were leaving him a pretty big gap left center, but they've closed it up now.
One ball, one strike to Shannon. Owen Rother on deck. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. No, one ball and two strikes, the count.
Second baseman Raider for the Braves seems to be playing in quite a bit.
So Shannon standing back in as Hootman gets the sign and delivers. Breaking pitch stays high and inside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes.
He took something off that, but left it up high still.
I'm surprised they haven't turned the lights on yet here.
Yeah, we asked about that early on.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Ground ball, third baseman.
Picking Desmond it up. Hausman.
Hausman over to first, got him, two down.
And once again, Hausman did a nice job. He's not normally a third baseman. Normally he's shortstop or second baseman, but because Hootman is pitching tonight, he's normally at third base. That provided the opportunity for Desmond Hausman, to play third base, but he looked the runner back at third and made the play over to first. Nice job.
They'll bring up Owen Rother, who is 0 for 2. Fouled out to the first baseman, Hennigan, and grounded to third. And here's a ground fly ball out towards right left field. Nice pickup by the left fielder as he stopped it for extra bases. And a run coming in, an RBI base hit for Rother, and it's now 6-4.
Sammy McAfee out in left field had about four steps to his right towards the line, backhanded that ball, put the brakes on, wheeled, and held the runner at first.
There's a pop-up back out of play. Gavin Grimm stepping to the plate. He was out. He singled his last time out, and he was out as he was called for interference running into the second baseman. Here's a runner goes and a ground ball right to Hennigan, and that's going to do it. So
Hennigan once again making the most difficult plays look easy. But the more routine plays he's had trouble with. But he made a nice play right there to end the inning.
Well, yeah, I hate to tell him, but it's not on ESPN, so he's not going to get
the Nobody knows.
So only here. No runs, two hits, no errors. Runner left, or I take that back, a run on two hits. There was no errors. And a runner left on at the end of at the end of four or three and a half. It's the Battle of Beavers of Beaver Creek 6 and the Springfield Shawnee Braves 4 back after this.
How are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Ohio high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Yeah, back here at their ballpark. It's the Dragons' annual high school baseball showcase presented by Ross Auto Group. On the mound now for the Beavers is Jack Howard, making his ninth appearance. He started a couple of games. 3-1 on the year. Pitched 19 and two-thirds innings, giving up 16 hits, 11 runs, 5 of them earned. Walked 6, struck out 14, has a 1.78 ERA. And he will face the Braves. Caden Rader, then the top of the order, Desmond Hausman and Trenton Cordell. Here as we play in the bottom of the fourth inning. They got about another inning. They got to get to the fifth inning. Go through the fifth unless Shawnee scores 3 runs to take the lead. They'll play 5.5. They'll have to play 5 complete innings to make this official. They keep staring at the radar. And there's that moisture is out towards it's just on the outside, on the other side of the Indiana line right now. The heavy stuff. So here we go. Stepping in will be Caden Rader, who walked and was stranded at third. As Howard, first pitch is inside for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. So Aparicio goes 3 innings, which is in there for a called strike. Gives up 4 runs on 4 hits. Walked 2 and struck out 3, I believe. A ground ball shortstop. Picking it up is Buckowitz, and a high throw, but a nice job by the first baseman in Grimm. Grabs him, and it's just an easy 1-2, or 6-3 as it goes in the book. Then bring up Desmond Hausman. Hausman singled his last time up. He's 2-for-2. Single to right, single to center. Here's the pitch by Howard. Foul back into the screen. No balls and a strike. Six runs, nine hits, and an error for the Beavers. 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Braves. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2 to Desmond Hausman. Howard delivers outside and in the dirt. 1-2. Hoping that he would go for it. One down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Beaver Creek leading at 6-4. They got 5 runs in the second, 1 in the fourth. Pitches down low in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Springfield Shawnee gets 3 runs in the first, 1 in the third. Howard sets and delivers. This is high for a ball. Howard getting the sign from Papalius. Here's a fly ball back out of play and on the roof. Three balls, two strikes to count. Trenton Cordell on deck. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So Hausman is on with a walk. He's been on three times. First walk issued by Howard. That'll bring up Trenton Cordell. Cordell reached on an error in the first and fly to right his last time up. 0 for 2 with the run scored. 6 to 4. He's the tying run. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Back here again tomorrow. Two games. 5:30 and 8. Here's the pitch. It's a little looper out towards center field. And nice catch by the shortstop, Berkowitz. And they throw to first, and they can't get him at first base as the first baseman drops the ball. The Cordell was robbed by Berkowitz. Nice job by Berkowitz out at short. So two down here in the fourth. That'll bring up Luke Fennell. Fennell, the catcher, 0 for 2. There's a windup and a pitch. And a ground ball, this time going to third base. And into left field for a base hit for Fennell. Stopping at second base is Hausman, so the tying run is over at first base. That'll bring up Hayden Hines, who's walked, scored a run, and flied to center field. Tomorrow night, it'll be at 5:30. Union County, Indiana, will take on Lehman Catholic, the Cavaliers out of the Three Rivers Conference. And the Lima Shawnee Indians out of the Western Buckeye League will take on Northmont out of the Greater Western Ohio Conference. That'll be at 8 o'clock. On Friday, Sydney will take on Chaminade Julien in the early game. First pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Himes. And then it'll be a WOAC matchup at 8 o'clock on Friday as Franklin Monroe will take on Arcanum. And they are just a couple of miles apart. I think they could see each other from school to school. One ball, one strike, the count to Himes. A.J. Hoopman on deck. Howard staring in at Papalius. Here's a stretch and look back at second base, and he delivers. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. A ball and two strikes to count. It's great that the Dragons are letting the high schoolers play this year here on the diamond. It's brand new turf out here. Drainage area. Here's the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. The sellout streak for the Dragons are still going on, too. I think he now got 5,000. Pitches high for ball, 1,522, I believe. Three balls and two strikes to count to Hayden Himes. Runners at first and second with two down. Runners will be off on the pitch. Howard sets, looks back at second base and fires. Called strike three as he pulls a string on him. And that's going to do it for the Braves here in the fourth. No runs on a hit. No errors, two runners left at the end of four complete. It's the Braves trailing 6-4 to the battling Beavers of Beaver Creek. Back after this. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado.
We'll get back to that here after a bit. We move to the top half of the fifth inning. Braves trailing it 6-4. And coming to the plate will be Cole Sawyer, Brock Buckowitz, and Anthony Wright. I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked a kid. Yes. What would you do without a cell phone?
Oh.
And don't say die.
Well, here's the thing. I just found out that there was a parent in the stand that heard me on the PA. And then he says, well, what are you doing the other half inning? So I get ready to send him the link to radio1.gemcitysports.com so he can listen.
Pitch is outside for a ball, two balls and no strikes.
So he's a parent, wants to know what's going on.
You're in a track meet.
That's what I feel like. I'm having fun running.
There's a pitch in there for called strike one, two balls and a strike. Back here tomorrow night with Union County, Indiana, taking on Lehman Catholic and then Lima Shawnee. And here's a ground ball right back past Hoopman into center field for a base hit. So Sawyer's on with a base hit.
I mean, that was a line drive right back at his head. And, I mean, Hooten was lucky to get his head out of the way.
So hit number 10 for the Beavers here in this one. That'll bring up Brock Buckowitz, who had a hell of a play out there.
That was him. That was sweet, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was out 2-3. Drove to first. Almost got him. Buckowitz is 1-2.
We talked to...
0-2.
We talked to the crew here at Day Air Field about the lights.
Here's a pitch. A ground ball. Slow roller to the third baseman. Fires over to first, a one bouncer, and Hennigan can't hold on to it. Now Hennigan's going to throw over to third, and that's going to get by, and it's going to get into the outfield. So Salyer's going to come all the way around to first. Buckowitz is going to go into third, and he's out at third.
They didn't look out.
So that's going to be an error on the third baseman. And Buckowitz is going to be out 7-5.
So Hausman, third baseman, threw the ball. Once again, just in too big a hurry, short hopped it to first baseman Hennigan. Hennigan picks up the ball, throws it back across the field with an error, and throws it away out into left field. Sammy McAfee, in the left fielder, throws the ball into third and now gets the runner going into third base for the out.
And the Anthony Wright just gets plunked. That'll bring up Tyler Black, who was hit by a pitch and grounded back to Hoopman. You were saying about the lights?
Yeah, they were going to turn the lights on here shortly is what they told us.
Okay.
I see they're rotating through the colors now.
There's a stretch by Hoopman, and he delivers, and that hits him! So runners are at second and or first and second. What's he saying?
Last call for concessions.
Oh. So.
I barely heard it. Timeout on the field.
So, another hit by pitch. And that'll bring up Elijah Papayas, who is 2 for 3 on today.
So, Hootman, after hitting, two straight batters, timeout on the field. I think Blue essentially initiated that timeout. Walked out towards the mound, and then head coach Bob DeLong.
DeLong's or
he came out and had a meeting.
So, there is runners at first and second with one down. And Elijah Papayas coming to the plate. Getting a little dark here. Here's the pitch by Hoopman. A fly ball back out of play and onto the roof. No balls, one strike, one out here in the top of the fifth inning. One run in for the Beavers. Next pitch is high for a ball. One ball, one strike.
Hootman trying to stay composed here. Struggling a little bit, obviously.
Is he their number one pitcher?
No, it's been Zach Hennigan at first base now.
Here's a pitch. In there for called strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. One down with back at first, right at second.
Yeah, Hennigan, who's now at first base right now, has been the most effective pitcher for the Rays.
Here's a stretch by Hootman as he stares in. Now he sets and delivers. Ground ball foul down the first base side.
See, that's the first time I've not been able to track the ball. Just to give you an idea of just how dark it's getting. Without the lights.
Right.
If they're holding it up, it's only for the simple reason that in the interest of fairness, they want
right.
to have a new inning start and not halfway through an inning. But in the interest of safety, I think that would override.
Here's a pitch up high for ball two. Two balls and two strikes.
Override anything else.
7-4 is our score. Beaver Creek leading this. They ended up, they won 10-0 last year in five innings.
Who'd they play last year?
Shawnee.
No, Shawnee played Chaminade Julien last year.
No, last year in one of the games.
Oh, in Beaver, one of the games. Yeah. I thought you were talking about here at Day.
No.
Okay, my bad. Sorry.
Three balls and two strikes to count. Here's a pitch by Hoopman and a foul back into the screen. Count stays 3-2. You can see the different colors on this light standard.
Yeah, they're rotating through those colors. The LED lights has the opportunity or ability to do that.
Here's a pitch. A ground ball to the first base or short second baseman. And they get him. They got him. Goes 4-3 on the put out.
So Raider went deep.
There are the lights.
There are the lights. Boy, what a difference. Raider went deep behind first base in order to field that ball. Made a nice job gloving it. Went to turn to throw. Nobody was there. Hennigan had to recover.
Here comes Ethan Papayas to the plate. He is 2 for 3 on the day. He singled, doubled, and grounded out to second. There's a pitch by Hoopman up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. What a difference those lights make, huh?
So rather than turn the lights on in between innings, they literally...
They had to.
Threw it on in between pitches of the batter at the plate.
You said there was a guy listening in.
Do you have an extra listener now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's him. And if he's listening right now, maybe he'll text me when I mentioned his name, but that's my buddy I coached with, Clarence Steve Bowen.
Okay.
His son is a backup catcher tonight.
And he's probably getting it 30 seconds later.
Yes, it'll take him a minute to
There's a foul back. One ball, one strike. Tonight's game will be uploaded to our website a little bit later on after I get home.
Oh, by the way, I needed a card to give to Chris Grimm in the booth for the Beavers. He's calling, announcing.
Okay, I can do that.
For the Beaver Creek Beavers. Oh, my gosh, I thought that almost hit him. Thank you. I'll give that to Chris. I was telling him that we were broadcasting live at Gym City Sports, and I told him it'll be on demand later. He can listen to it later.
We got six more games coming down to you from down here this week. Here's the pitch. This is low and inside for ball, 3-1. Then next week, three Flyer games, and that'll close out the Flyer season, regular season, and they're doing very well. They're getting ready to go over to St. Louis to take on the Billikens. Billikens a half-game lead over the Flyers. Ball four.
What's their record this year, Doug?
31-16.
Goodness, that's a lot of ball for a short season. Timeout on the field again here. Bob DeLong, head coach for the Braves, out to talk to his pitcher, Hoopman, now, possibly making a pitching change here. And he is.
And we're going to take a break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Bob Ross Auto Group right here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying today's game. Back on March 14th, the Indian Lake area of Lakeview, Russell's Point, and Orchard Island was hit by a pretty bad tornado. They have plenty of supplies right now, but they still need your help financially. To donate money, go to uwlogan.org, or you can send your checks and money orders to United Way Logan County, 653 South Main Street, Belle Fountain, Ohio, 43311. Thank you for your help. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, the heart of the Water Street District. New pitcher on the mound for the Braves. Let's see who that is. Wearing number 10 for... It'll be Trenton Cordell, the left fielder, coming in to pitch. He's making his fifth appearance. He has no record. He's pitched 3 2/3 innings, giving up 2 hits, 6 runs, 5 of them earned. 8 walks, 1 strikeout, and has a 9.54 ERA. So Cordell comes in to pitch for Hoopman, the center fielder. And we'll see where they send Hoopman, or do they send somebody out to center field? 17. McAfee's out there. The outfielders are milling around out there in center field. As Cordell is continuing his warm-ups. 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Beaver Creek. 4 runs, 5 hits, and 4 errors for the Braves. So out in center field, we have Hayden Himes, who moves over from right, and a new right fielder, and we'll have to get his name when he comes in. So Cordell will step on the mound. Want to welcome all of you listening in from both Beaver Creek and Springfield Shawnee here tonight. Thank you for tuning in. And it looks like, sounds like Hoopman went to right. So Cordell will set to the plate. Here's the pitch. Ground, a lot of liner right to the second base, or to first base, and that's going to do it for Beaver Creek here in the fifth inning. They get a run on, let's see what, one. You get a run on a hit. There were 2 errors. And 2 runners left on at the end of 4.5. It's the Battling Beavers of Beaver Creek 7 and the Springfield Shawnee Braves 4. Back after this.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? Fires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, in the heart of the Water Street District, we move to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And after this inning, it will be an official game. It'll be A.J. Hoopman, Joey Ross, and Zach Hennigan do up for the Braves here in the fifth. Jack Howard back out on the mound for the Braves, or the Beavers, I should say. So, they're making last call on the concession stands. Thought they were making a statement about the weather or something. And there is rain in the area. It's light rain, but there's some heavy rain just southwest of Richmond, and that's severe, too. I hate that severe stuff, you know. After what happened here on Memorial Day and then what happened a few weeks ago over in Indian Lake, don't like it. First pitch to Hoopman is inside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Hoopman on the day is 0-for-1. Reached on a walk, stole a base, and scored a run in the third. Here's the pitch. Fly ball hit out towards left, going back as the left fielder in Shannon, and there's one out. Then I bring up Joey Ross. Ross singled and grounded out to second. It's two times up, 1-for-2. One down here in the fifth. So Joey Ross will step to the plate with one down here in the fifth. Braves trailing 7-4 to the Beaver Creek. Here's the pitch. A difficult strike. Ball and strike. Pitches a ball. One ball, one strike. Here's a stretch. And a pitch. And a ground ball. Third baseman. And pick it up. Fire over to first. Got him. Two up, two down. And bring up the first baseman, Zach Hennigan. Hennigan is 1-for-2. A ball and two, or two down here in the.
Two out here now for the Braves. First baseman. Number 24, Zach Hennigan.
So Hennigan will step to the plate. There's a first pitch to him. It misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch is a ball. Three balls and no strikes. There's a pitch and a fly ball hitting out towards Shannon out and left. He's underneath it, has it. And that's going to do it for the Braves here in the third, or in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of five complete here at Day Air Ballpark, it's the Beaver Creek Beavers 7 and the Springfield Shawnee Braves 4. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the high school game of the week on the Gem City Sports Network.
The best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster. When floodwaters reach your door. When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood. Or an earthquake is destroying buildings. Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, we welcome you back to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Bob Ross Auto Group. And it's now 7-4 as we move to the top half of the sixth inning. And I had to change out internet, and it dropped to everybody.
So come back. Even though you can't hear us saying, come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, come back. Well, you won't miss anything on demand. So
on demand, you won't miss a thing.
No.
If you're listening live.
You will.
You will.
So, we move to the top half of the sixth inning. 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Beaver Creek. 4 runs, 5 hits, and 4 errors for the Braves. And coming to the plate for the Beavers will be Owen Rother, Gavin Grimm, and Cole Salyer. So Rother will lead it off. Rother on the day is 1-for-3. Here's a windup and a pitch, and it bounced to the plate.
He did bounce that.
That's Cordell on the mound.
Doug, I don't know if you got this from earlier, last inning's pitching change, but defensively for the Braves, it's a little bit different out there now.
Here's a windup and a pitch. The 1-0 pitch coming plateward, and misses outside for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes.
So the first move came when Trent Cordell came in from center field as your relief pitcher, and that move, starting pitcher A.J. Hoopman over to third base, his natural position. And then after that, that took Desmond Hausman over to second base, pushed Rader out into right field, and Himes went from right field over to center field.
And please don't tell me we're going to have a test because I'll fail it.
Just know who's on first.
What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
I don't know who's on third.
Who'd you say was in right?
Rader.
3 balls and no strikes to count. Here's the windup and the pitch in there for called strike one.
Yeah, so Cordell to pitch. Hoopman to third. Hausman to second.
There's a pitch. In it for called strike two. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Rader to right field. And Himes to center field. So basically half the team moved.
That's the way it is in high school anymore, isn't it? Here's a ground ball into left field for a base hit.
Yeah, hard hit ground ball.
Mm-hmm. Rother gets his second hit in a row. He's on at first with nobody out. And that'll bring up Gavin Grimm. Grimm is 1-for-3 on today. He singled into second.
Getting his signs from the third base coach. 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the box.
11 hits now for Beaver Creek. Grimm, a left-hander, will step back in. Here's the stretch by Cordell. And now he steps out of the off the rubber.
Timeout here again on the field conference.
They said they thought he balked. At least he
Well, they didn't call a balk on the
no,
play.
No, they did not.
But conference between two Blues now. The batter goes to speak with his third base coach.
Yeah, once again, coming up tomorrow night here on the Gem City Sports Network, back here for two more games. It'll be Union County, the Indians, taking on Layman Catholic, the Cavaliers, and a balk was called.
Well, and so it looks like the base umpire is now conferring with the pitcher, letting him know what he did wrong, and head coach Bob DeLong is out of the Braves dugout to get an understanding of what happened there.
DeLong's been in the business for a long time.
Yeah, he was Xenia football coach for the longest time, Tecumseh head football coach for a long time, had about 15-year stint baseball during about a 37-year career as well.
So DeLong, happy with what, I guess he's happy with what has been said to him, so he just goes back into the dugout. Tomorrow night it'll be Union County against Layman Catholic and Lima Shawnee against Northmont here at the ballpark. Come on down if you get a chance. There's a stretch by Cordell. Look back at second and long look and time was called.
Time was called, batter called time. And third base coach working through the signs again. Man on second.
7-11-1 for Beaver Creek, 4-5-4 for the Braves.
And, Doug, I think I got us a listener back.
I got five listeners now.
Clarence Bowen said he was back with us, I think.
Thanks, Clarence, wherever you're sitting.
Yeah, I saw him down there with his wife, I think.
I think he's down there, just down on the other side of third base, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's where I saw him.
There's a little foul back into the screen. No balls, one strike, the count to the first baseman, Gavin Grimm, whose dad is doing the PA announcing when you're not.
Correct. Working out well.
Here's a pitch and a ground ball first base side and down into the well down in, just on the other side of the tarp.
Well, Clarence just texted me and said, yes, they're sitting down around the third base. Clarence, stand up one time for me, will you? And just give us a big thumbs up here just to the left of the PA announcing.
Here's a pitch and a ground ball right past the third baseman into left field. They're going to hold Rother at third.
Sammy McAfee charged on that ball, got it in early, held the runners in place.
So base hit for Grimm, and that puts runners at first and third, and that'll bring Cole Salyer to the line, or to the plate.
There he is. There he is. See you, Steve?
There, I see
there,
you down there.
There, Doug. There, yeah, there's Steve down there. Well, he has two first names, Clarence and Steve.
Oh, okay.
I mix it up. He doesn't care.
Doubleheader.
We coached our boys' 13U Springfield Angels team 1 year.
Salyer, yeah, stepping to the plate. Here's a stretch by Cordell. Look over at first base as Salyer squares around a bunt. It's in there for a called strike, and stealing second would be Grimm.
Yeah, Fennell didn't have a handle on the ball and dropped it. Runner advances. Nobody out still.
Stolen base number four.
Runners on second and third. Scoring position for the Beavers.
Cordell staring in. Gets a sign. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. This is an official game now. Infield in for possible plate-to-plate. There's nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three.
They chase that ball high.
They bring up Brock Buckowitz. Buckowitz is 0 for 3. Reached on two errors. Went to third on the third error. And he's was out 2-3 on the putout. So one down here in the sixth inning from Dayer Ballpark in downtown Dayton. Reiki pitch over for a called strike.
So I was talking with Chris Grimm, again, announcing the batters for the Beaver Creek Beavers, and he was telling me about how some of these boys on these two different teams have actually played together on a couple different teams.
There's a pitch and a swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes.
Meaning when they were younger.
Right, right.
They were playing travel ball.
A little bit of a weather update. Mm-hmm. We do have a, let's see here, I got to go back here.
Timeout on the field. Pitcher-catcher conference.
We do have a tornado watch now out till 1 a.m. And showers and thunderstorms mainly before 1 a.m. Some storms could be severe. Low around 62, southwest wind, 9 to 15 miles an hour. 80% chance of the wet stuff. I didn't say it.
Wet stuff. There you go. Way to hold your tongue.
Yeah, I could say something else, but I didn't.
Not allowed to say those R words.
No.
Not allowed to say the M words either, meaning the T-U-N.
Here comes a run in from third on a pass ball, or on a wild pitch.
That's okay, yeah, that's a wild pitch.
So runners now, runner Grimm goes to third. It's now 8-4.
And one out. So Cordell does throw hard, but control is the name of the game here too.
Still one down with runner at third base and Grimm. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a slow roller back in front of the plate. Grimm fires, or as Cordell fires home, or fires over to first, and coming in is Grimm, and it's now 9-4.
So did Cordell field that ball, or did Fennell field that?
Cordell. Goes 1-3 on the putout.
So unfortunately, they both converged to make the play, but Fennell didn't get back to cover his position. That allowed the runner to score on the play at first. Had Fennell resumed covering his position after the pitcher made the play, they might have been able to hold that runner at third.
So Cordell, nobody on with two down here in the sixth inning. Pitches in there for a called strike. Looks like he does better when he goes from the windup.
Yeah, at this point, it's just whatever you can do to get the ball over the plate with accuracy.
Cordell getting the sign from his catcher. Winds and delivers the 0-1. Breaking pitch stays outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Shawnee will be back in action again tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock when they take on the Tecumseh Arrows at Shawnee. And the Beavers will be off, and then they will play on Thursday as they take on the Oakwood Lumberjacks out at Stewart Field in Beaver Creek. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the first baseline. One ball and two strikes with two down here in the top half of the sixth inning.
Well, Doug, I will say it's twilight of the evening, and Dayer Field is all lit up, and this is a magnificent place to play in. It's a magnificent place to visit and to look at, and I love how the LEDs and the scoreboard are shining, and it's just picturesque.
There's a ground ball. Shortstop picks it up, fires over to first, got him.
Joey Ross, shortstop over to Zach Hennigan, Afields.
But that's going to do it. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors. And nobody left on at the end of 5.5. It's the Beaver Creek Beavers 9 and the Shawnee Braves 4 back after this timeout. You're listening to the Dragons High School Baseball Showcase presented by Bob Ross Auto.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the sixth inning we go. It will be McAfee, Raider, and Houseman due up for the Braves here in the sixth. 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Beavers. 4 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for the Braves. Dragons on the road up at Lake County up near Cleveland. They'll be home next Tuesday at the same time. I don't know who they're playing, but they'll be home next week. Here's a pitch by Howard. Misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. McAfee on the night is 0 for 2. Fly to right, grounded out to second. Dragons will be home next Tuesday against Great Lakes. Here's a pitch. And if a called strike at the letters. One ball, one strike. Always nice to have the Dragons media guy right handy. Here's a pitch by Howard outside for a ball. Two balls. Three balls and a strike. Or is it two balls and a strike? Two balls and a strike. Howard delivers. Down low for ball three. 3-1. Three balls, one strike the count to the leadoff hitter here in this sixth inning. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike. Breaking pitch got over on the inside. 3-2 the count now to the leadoff hitter, Sam McAfee. Caden Rader on deck. There's the pitch. A little grounder foul down the right field side. Clouds moving at a pretty brisk pace going from right to left, southwest to northeast. Here's the pitch. Called strike three as he pulled the string on him. So McAfee is down looking. And that's going to bring up Caden Rader. Rader walked and has grounded out to short his two times up at the plate. One down here in inning number six. That'll bring up Daniel Webb. To pinch hit for Caden Rader. Daniel batting zero. He is 0 for 3 on the year. He's walked once and struck out three times. Time called. Pitcher needs a new ball. One down here in the sixth. So Webb gets a chance to play here at Day Air Ballpark. And yes, that is his dad with us. Doing the PA. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. The ball's in a strike to Webb. Come on, Howard delivers. And the line, they foul out towards center, to right, or to the left field, and it's right there for the left fielder. So Webb lines out to left field. That's going to bring up Desmond Houseman. So Houseman will step to the plate. He is 2-for-2 with a walk. Doubled, singled, and walked. Action continues again tomorrow here on the Gem City Sports Network as I have two more games for you down here at Day Air Ballpark. First pitch is outside for a ball to Houseman. Two down here in the top, two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Tomorrow night at 5:30, it'll be Union County taking on Lehman Catholic, and then at 8 o'clock, Lima Shawnee against Northmont. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the third base side. A couple of teams you don't get a chance to see a lot down here, and that's Union County, Indiana, and Lima Shawnee. You don't get a chance to see them too often. Lehman Catholic and Northmont, definitely. Lehman out of Sydney. A ball and two strikes to count. Here's the pitch. To Houseman outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a line drive out towards right. And a nice catch. No, the second baseman drops it. Second baseman, it was a can of corn for him, and Wright drops it. They're going to give him a base hit on that. So Houseman goes 3-for-3. That'll bring up Trenton Cordell, the pitcher. He is 0-for-3. Reached on an error, fly to right, fly to short. Howard delivers. Up high for ball, one ball, no strikes. Pitch is high for ball. Two balls and no strikes. 9-4 is our score. Here's a pitch. Inside and going to second on the wild pitch is Houseman. Three balls and no strikes to count with runners standing at second base. Two down. Howard sets, looks back at second base. And delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 3-1 to count. Howard staring in. Swing, ball four. So that puts Cordell on, and that'll bring up Luke Fennell. Fennell singled his last time up. He's 1-for-3. And we're going to have a pitch runner over at first base. Since Cordell is a pitcher.
Pitch runner Bell Williams in the game.
Luke Fennell will come to the plate. Running at first base will be Noah Williams. And here comes the pitching coach for the Beavers out. Gives us a chance to tell you that coming up here on June the 1st, they're going to have a celebrity softball softball game. It will be the Logan Wilson Celebrity Softball Game presented by Kettering Health on Saturday, June the 1st here at the Day Air Ballpark. Planning on to attend with Wilson will be, for the Bengals, be Jermaine Pratt, safety Jordan Battle, running back Tavion Williams, linebacker Joe Deci, and cornerback Jalen Davis. Others will probably commit. And so come on out and enjoy a day of softball here at Dayer Ballpark. It's for the Brooks Joshua Anderson Foundation that Logan Wilson is associated with. Ticket prices range from $15 to $50. Parking is available at DaytonDragons.com/directions. Here's a pitch. The Nickel called strike. They will have a home run hitting contest at 2 o'clock, and the game will start at 3. Gates open at noon. No balls and a strike to count. To Luke Fennell, there's a ground ball right back to the pitcher, and Fennell not happy, and that's going to do it for the Braves here in the sixth. They get no runs on a hit. No errors, and two runners left. The end of six complete here at Dayer Ballpark. It's the Battle of Beavers of Beaver Creek 9 and the Shawnee Braves of Springfield 4 back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Yeah, back here at Dayer Ballpark, we welcome you back. And coming up for the Beavers, it'll be back, Papayas and Papayas.
In the game for the Shawnee Braves, number 27, Blake Bowman.
You had to play as Bowman. So Tyler Back will lead it off for the Beavers here in the top of the seventh inning. Nine runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Beavers. Four runs, six hits, and four errors for the Braves. Here's the first pitch. It's high and inside for ball. One ball, no strike to Tyler Back. Back is 1-4-2 on the day. Or no, I take that back. He is not 1-4-2. He is 0-for-1. He's hit by pitch twice and grounded back to the pitcher. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Sorry about that, folks. One ball, one strike to count to Tyler Back, leading off the top half of the seventh inning for the Beavers. They lead it 9-4. Here to wind up in the pitch by Cordell. Just misses for a ball. One ball, or two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. Cordell delivers. in there for called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Breaking pitch over. Outfield straight away for back. There's a windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. One down. And that'll bring up Elijah Papayas. Papayas on the day is 2-for-4. He's doubled and singled. He's grounded out to the first baseman and second baseman. Huh? Webb goes to right for the Braves. So here comes Elijah Papayas to the plate. One down here in the seventh. Beavers leading at 9-4. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul into the screen down above the Beaver Creek dugout. The ball's in one strike to count. I think you're going to have to do a real heavy, real quick. I think I have to put the tarp on real quick and make sure it's down because there's a severe thunderstorm warning just to the west of us, southwest of us. I take that back. That's a tornado warning just to the southwest of us. And it's going to stay south, thank goodness. It's one thing we don't need around here anymore is tornadoes. Pitches high for a ball. A ball and two strikes to count to Elijah Papalius. On deck is brother Ethan. There's a windup and a pitch. Called strike three. So Papayas looking. They'll bring up Ethan Papayas, the catcher. Ethan is 2-for-3. Single, double, and a ground out to second base. He also walked his last time up. Here's a windup and a pitch. End it for called strike. You may not be here long.
Well, I got to be here long enough to let everybody know that the proud announcer's son went in the game out in right field, Daniel Webb.
Pitches outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Just think of all the right fielders that played out there in the 24 years that the Dragons have been in business. Here's a windup and a pitch. Ground ball, slow roller to the second baseman. Flips it over to first, got him. That's going to do it. See you later.
Houseman made a nice play, charging that ball over to Hennigan for the out.
That's going to do it for the Beavers here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. The Braves, they need six to win this thing. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
To the bottom half of the seventh inning we go. It'll be Himes, Hoopman, and Ross up for the Braves here in the seventh. They trail 9-4, 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Beaver Creek. Here's the first pitch. It's high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 4 runs, 6 hits, and 4 errors for the Braves. Here's the pitch by Howard, and a foul into the sweet area. One ball, one strike to count. Can't stress this any more than, just stay safe tonight with the weather the way it is. Things are going to get wild and wacky here. Howard getting the sign from his catcher, Papayas. Now he sets and delivers the 2-1 pitch. Just misses low for a ball to Himes. Here's the pitch. Grounder right up the middle and in center field. Himes is on with a base hit. His first hit of the game. And that'll bring up A.J. Hoopman is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. So nobody out with a runner on at first base. And Himes, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Joey Ross on deck. We're going to make a quick exit here, so I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Here's the pitch and a fly ball well hit out towards right, left center field. Going back is a center fielder, and he can't get it. Here comes Himes. He's going to round third, and he's going to stop right there. And a double by Hoopman puts runners at second and third with nobody out, and that's going to bring up Joey Ross. Ross is 1 for 3 on the day. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight here on the Gem City Sports Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by the Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network. Also, sponsor of tonight's game here at the ballpark is Bob Ross Auto Group. Here's the pitch. This is high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count to Joey Ross. Here's a pitch. This is low for a ball. 2-0 the count. Outfield straight away for Ross. Hennigan on deck. Time called, and here comes the head coach for the Beavers out, and that is Brandon Long. Out to talk to his pitcher, and that's all for Howard here tonight. Coming in will be Lucas Young, making his third appearance. I take it back. Lucas Young making his second appearance. He's not pitched in any innings, given up 2 runs, all earned, walked 3, and hasn't struck out anybody. So, we're going to take a break. Be back with more after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
I was wrong. I was looking at the wrong roster. New pitcher on the mound for the Beavers is Joey Frisk. Frisk making his 10th appearance. He's 3-1, or started 3 games. 1-2 on the year with a save. He's pitched 17 and 2/3 innings, giving up 23 hits, 20 runs. 9 of them earned. He's walked 9 and struck out 20. He's got a 3.56 ERA. He's going to try and close it out for the Beavers here. In this one, 9-4 is our score. Runners at second and third with nobody out. Joey Ross stepping to the plate. It's a pitch. In there for called strike one. No balls, one, or two balls and a strike. I think that's right. That's what it has on the board. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. 3-1. So Howard will be credited with a walk if he gets. Here's a ground ball right side. The left side fires over to first. It's third baseman. Nice job as a run scores as Himes comes in to score. And going to third is Hoopman. As Ross is out 5-3. And that'll bring up Zach Hennigan. Hennigan is 1-for-3 on the day. Struck out, doubled to left center field. And he flied out to left. So one down here in the seventh. 9-5. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So the Braves need four to tie. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards left center field. That could get down. And it's caught by the left fielder as he ran that down. Nice job by the left fielder, Shannon. And there's two down. He ran that down. Hoopman was halfway to home as Shannon snagged that fly ball. So 9-5 is our score. They're down to their final out. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike to Sam McAfee. McAfee is 0-for-3 on the day. Struck out his last time up. Didn't know if we get this game in here today. Here's pitch and a fly ball right to the first baseman, and that's going to do it. And the Battling Beavers of Beaver Creek wins it. They win it 9-5. 9 runs, 12 hits, and an error for the Beavers. 5 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors for the Braves. Winning pitcher is going to be Aparicio. The loser will be Hoopman. So, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back again tomorrow at 5:30 or 5:15 when the Union County Indians will take on the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Lima Shawnee Indians will take on the Northmont Thunderbolts at 8 o'clock. This is Doug Brown saying so long. Thank you for tuning in here on the Gem City Sports Network. And we will be back tomorrow at 5:15. Take care. Be safe tonight, please. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.